What's going on, family? This is Terrell Ward again, your host of the Journey Podcast, navigating entrepreneurship, personal development, and relationships. Today, we're going to be talking about a very, very, and I say again for a third time for effect, very important topic. And that topic is fear. F-E-A, capital R. All right, we're going to be talking about fear today, y'all, because fear is one of those things that holds every single person back in life at some level of their life. Now, I mean, it could be at, you know, some people with business, it could be some people in their relationship. At some moment in time, every single person on this planet can tell you and I about a time that fear held them back in some regard. Even if it's something small where maybe, you know, as an adult, they never allow fear to hold them back. But as a kid, they remember that one time they wanted to jump in the pool. And I think that's one of my, you know, one of mine. You're supposed to jump in the pool off the diving board and you just could not get yourself to do it. All right. But we're going to talk about fear today because I think it's very important that I be a person that has lived a lot of my life in fear without realizing it, be open, honest, and very vulnerable today because there's a lot of other people I know out there. I just feel it in my spirit and I feel it and when I talk to people and I hear it in their voice, some admit it, some don't, that are living in fear. And some people know they're living in fear and they embrace that fear and they will acknowledge it and they want to do something about it. Other people have gotten to the place where they have, you know, just gotten comfortable with the fear and just said that's them and they've totally reshaped their whole life because of it. And then there's a lot of people that were like me that were living in fear, but didn't realize that they were living in fear. And so that's why I want to talk today, just a couple thoughts today on the podcast today about fear. All right. Now, this can apply to relationships, and I'll be very vulnerable. You know, relationships, I had a very rough childhood when it came down to seeing marriages, okay? Marriages work. I mean, my mom, unfortunately, you know, during the 80s, my 80s baby, she got strung out on crack cocaine. And so one of my very first memories was my mom, who was high, cracking my father, who was a paraplegic, over the head with a telephone during an altercation that they had. And then proceeding to busting out all of the windows of the house. Yes, all of them. Well, all of the front half of the house windows, shall I say, none of the bedroom windows in the back of the house got busted out. But I remember that, and that relationship didn't work. Now, I ended up having a relationship with my mom later on. There was a lot of times when she got better until she ultimately died of breast cancer, unfortunately, but, you know, when I was 15. But relationships was rough, rocky growing up. My dad didn't always have he didn't always choose the best ones, and then even my stepmom, who later on was there for the longest, they ended up not making it once I got to be an adult and have my own kids. When I thought I was like, all right, they figured it out. Everything's great. I have kids. I can model after them. And then they got divorced before my dad passed. So it's just like, I get it. There's a lot of fears that I took into my marriage that hurt my marriage. And I didn't realize that I was operating in fear, but it was because of what I saw as a kid in business. My God, I could tell you countless stories of how fear held me back. Sometimes it was fear of failure, and sometimes it was just simply fear of success, which we'll talk about a little bit. And then obviously in personal, you know, in my personal self, there's been a lot of things that I didn't go enough at because of fear of whatever. Sometimes fear of success, sometimes fear of failure, and I didn't realize it, but because I didn't really understand what fear was. And so with all of that being said and being absolutely vulnerable today, and now some of you heard some things that I've never said to some people in years, but I just say it to the world now because I no longer fear being that vulnerable to the masses. So with that being said, you know, let's talk about fear. What is fear? When you look up the definition of fear, the definition of fear is a belief, or it starts off actually saying, when you Google it, it says an unpleasant feeling, right? That comes from an unpleasant emotion that comes from a belief. Circle that word, put a box around it. A belief that someone or something is going to cause you pain. So I'll say it again. Fear is an unpleasant emotion that comes from a belief, right? Not reality, not actually happening, but a belief that something will cause you pain or could cause you pain, someone or something. That's what fear is. And so when you look at fear, I used to think that fear was the root of a problem or whatever. It was the root. But now as I've really started to study it and embrace it and understand it from my life, my own personal experience and talking to other people, fear is secondary to the real root issue, which is belief. Fear is an emotion, an unpleasant emotion that comes from the belief about something. So belief is the hinge at which either you're going to be fearful or you're going to be confident, right? Or you're going to be happy or whatever. Belief is the centerpiece of it all. And that's the point that I really want to drive home today. Belief is a tool, y'all. Your belief is a tool. Belief is not nor good or bad. Now, what you believe can be good or bad or whatever, but belief in itself is a tool. How are you using your tool? And most of us, knowingly and sometimes most of the time, I believe, unknowingly, use our belief tool, all right, in a negative way that brings about fear in our life. Look, belief is like a, let's just say like a knife, right? I can have a knife. Now, I can use that knife to stab an innocent person, God forbid, or I can use that knife to go cut a piece of fruit off a tree and give it to somebody that's hungry. The knife is nor good or bad. How I use that knife becomes the most important thing, if you will. Okay, so same thing with your belief. I mean, if you're a Bible believing person like me, the Bible says all things are possible to him that believe. So with that being said, anything is possible if you believe. Even the impossible is possible. And what you believe is possibly possible. But if you believe it's impossible, guess what? You're right. You know, I think Henry Ford said it. I don't want to mess up the quote, but he said, whether you believe it is or it isn't, you're correct. And that was very important, right? Whether you believe it can happen or you believe it can't happen, you are correct. And what Henry Ford was trying to show us was it's about your belief system. Now, tying this back to fear, if you believe that the goal that you're chasing, if there is some underlying belief that on your road to achievement of this goal, you're going to have some pain. And if you're a person that's like, and like not a person, all of us want to avoid as much pain as possible. And you associate a lot of pain on your road to that success, then guess what? You're not going to go after it with the same amount of energy and enthusiasm, because who wants to go through pain? This is something that I had to really embrace and understand in my own personal life, okay? I grew up believing that all good things you got to fight for. Every, you know, like Oprah, all my life I had to fight. You know, if anybody ever watched The Color Purple, all right? See, all my life I had to fight. That's one of the favorite lines, and that's how I was taught. My dad taught me life is hard, Terrell. You know, if you're going to make it, you know, you're going to have to go through some tough times. When I was in church, God bless the church I grew up in, but they used to tell you, like, it was like almost like if you're going to serve God, you're going to have to be tested. You're going to have to go through some things. Look at the disciples. They were killed. They were beaten. They were stoned. They were this. And it was just like, man, I don't know if I really want to be that involved, because I'm not really trying to get beaten. I'm not trying to get stoned. I'm not trying to go through all this. You know, one of the first Bible verses, you know, that, you know, we were taught was about Job, and he was a good guy, and because he was a good guy, he went through all this stuff, and it's just like, man, you know, that's a lot of pain. That's a lot of pain, and I got this picture painted in my head of pain, 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 like, you know, no pain, no gain. You want success, you got to get the pain. You got to go through it, and it was almost like a, I don't know, this internal thing going on where every time I started to go after a goal, every time I wanted to achieve something, I was always looking and prepping myself for what could go wrong. And I'm going to tell you right now, people, you cannot be successful in life on if you live your whole life on defense. I'll say that again. If you live your whole life on defense, you cannot be successful at life. Every single sport, I'm a sports guy, I love basketball, big Laker fan, all right, you know, and if the Lakers, they could be the greatest defensive team in the world, but if they can never score a point, they're never going to win. If they can never score a point, all the other team got to do with all that good defense is score at least one point, and they could beat the Lakers. The greatest defensive team, they can hold every single team to 1 point a game, which would be NBA record. But if they never score a point, it doesn't matter. They still will lose every single game. I hope you get the analogy there, right? And that's what happened in my life. I live so much a life on defense that because I believe that I was prepping myself for the pain that I believe that I had to go through, that I had to feel, that I had to experience if I wanted to have success. What did that do? That prepared me, yeah, for when trials come, when tribulations come, and bad things do happen. Some things I didn't do anything to cause, right? But I was ready for that stuff. But I didn't live enough of life with the right enthusiasm and the right type of excitement and the right action to be on offense and going out there and achieving my goals and willing to be and being willing to take chances. And so I ask you today, in the areas where you are fearful, why do you believe, or, you know, or shall I'll ask that first, why do you believe there will be pain? Right? And what do you believe? What pain do you feel like you're going to get? Because guess what? If you're fearing something, that means you believe that there's going to be pain. There's no getting around that. And maybe this is your, you know, woke moment, if you will, you know, where I'm waking you up to realize that, man, your fear is based out of your thought or your belief that there is going to be pain. And now you're like, oh, man, let me figure out what area do I believe I'm going to have some pain? And maybe you are a person that understands that. So I ask you, what is it? Why do you believe that there's going to be pain? And then once you figure out this pain, I'm going to ask you a question. Yes, it might be painful, but is the goal that you're trying to achieve, the pleasure of that outweigh the pain that may be necessary? Meaning, look, you're not going to avoid pain. I mean, we can go ahead and let that go. If you think you're going to be able to avoid pain, I'm sorry. Let me just be the one to tell you. You can't avoid it. Meaning, I want a healthy, strong, fit body. I put my body through pain in the gym to achieve that. Okay? I recently lost 30 pounds. Right? I lost 30 pounds. And that was a big goal for me. And I've been plateaued at that 30-pound loss. And I got about 20, 30 more that I really want to go to really get an idea, body, weight, everything that I want to get to. And I'm sitting there and I'm plateaued for about a month or so now. And the reason why is because I mentally got to get over the hurdle of the next level of pain that I got to get through. See, I start off with pain. And that's where I got stuck at because that's an old habit. It's an old rhythm. Kind of fell back into that. But I have to say to myself now, where is it that you want to go? Why is it that you want to go there? And I need to build that pleasure up so that now the pain that I got to put myself through going to the gym, getting up, going after work if I don't get up in the morning, you know, to can't get up in the morning to go do it. And all of that pounding on the body, the weights, the jogging, the running, the push-ups, the this, the that, all that pain that my body has to go through, the soreness, the frustration that I have to put myself, the mental, you know, pressure to get up and go and get it done. All that, guess what? The end result got to be greater than it. Because if it's not greater than it, then that pain, you're not going to do it. You're not. And guess what? Sometimes we'll trick ourselves by doing a certain amount of work, hustling a certain amount, and being like, man, I really want that goal, but you're unwilling to put in that extra effort. We're unwilling to put that extra effort to go that extra mile to get it done. Why? Because there's not enough pleasure down there, right? Tony Robbins talked about this, and I remember he said it, I'm trying to get it right. It was essentially like you got to believe, I hope I get this right, because it was so impactful. I just remember how it made me feel. But he said you got to believe that first there is, a gold at the end of that rainbow, all right? There is the prize there. You got to believe that there is the prize there. Then you got to believe that you can get it. Like, you can get it. You're worthy of it. Like, not only that you can get it, but you're worthy to have it. And then thirdly, that it's worth it. Going through everything that you're going through, it's worth it. Okay? To go through all of that for that prize. So first, you got to believe that it's there. Then you got to believe that you are worth having it. And then whatever you got to, the effort you got to put into it to get it, is it worth it? If it takes you 10 years, what if it takes you 30 years, 10 hours a day, 7 days a week for 10 years to get to it? Is that amount of time that you're taking away, you're sacrificing from everything else you could be doing that's available to you, is that goal worth it? And if it is, then you got to load up that goal as much as you can with as much pleasure and everything that comes from it. That got to be your why. You know, maybe not the goal itself, but your why drives you to it. And maybe it is your why. Maybe that's the goal, right? Living your why every day. Whatever that means, you know, whatever that is for you, shall I say. So I encourage you today. I want you to think about fear. The fear in your life, in every area, small and large. And I want you to find and identify this next week the pain that is the root cause, or the belief in what that pain, that's the root cause that's bringing that fear out. And I want you to deal with it. Right? Some people are fearful of the soreness that they get from working out. Okay. It does suck. However, does the pain from not working out and looking at yourself in the mirror and knowing that's not the best version of you, does it outweigh that? And what about the pleasure of being able to look in that mirror to see the best version, physical version of yourself that you can be and that you want to be? That should outweigh it. And I want you to find that fear. Find that fear first, if that's what you need. That shouldn't be hard. But then go find that belief system. And then we need to start adjusting that belief system. All right? And how do you adjust the belief system? I just gave it to you. You find the goal that you're trying to achieve, or your why, whatever that might be for you. And then you look at the cost of, hey, what if I don't do it? Right? You're already in pain. Listen, I'm somebody who can talk very honestly about this, because I was the guy that would not put himself through the pain that was necessary to put a good presentable body in front of that mirror. But I was also the guy who was very disappointed and would cry, almost cry, cry. I think I cried once or twice. So yeah, I cried. I'll be honest. I'm thinking about it now. No, that because of what I didn't like in the mirror at one point in time in my life, a while back. Right? So now I got all this pain, but then I'm afraid of this other pain because I knew what it would take to have to bust my butt and work hard on top of taking care of a family, providing, going to school, all that other stuff that came along with it. That stuff wasn't going to stop. I had to add more on, right? And I had to do something else now. And I understood that. So I had pain of going towards the goal, pain for not achieving the goal, not working towards the goal. And I made up in my mind, you know what? I'm already not happy. Let me go ahead and put myself in another not happy spot, getting up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym, or going to the gym after I get off at midnight at work and hitting the gym at 1 a.m. because that's the time I had to do it. So that I could get to the pleasure place, which was being healthy, no blood pressure issues, and being a person that felt good when I looked in the mirror and felt confident when I walked around. All right? And that's me being very open with you and very honest with you, because that's what I promised. And that's what I believe every single person deals with. And I believe, and this is one of the reasons, again, this is very early on in this podcast. So some of this stuff, if you've been just starting to listen or you've been listening a little bit, it may sound a little redundant, but that's why I started this podcast, to get people to think and to just talk directly to the hearts and souls of people. Because I believe that there's been so many, there's been so many people that have spoken like that to me. And I feel like this is my passion. This is my passion. And I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing on this planet. And I want you to be open and honest with yourself. And sometimes it takes other people being open and honest with you about themselves for you to finally open up and say, okay, hey, I feel encouraged to go ahead and do it for myself too. Right? There was a saying, I love it, Grant Cardone says, he always says, you need to be honest with yourself because everybody else is going to lie to you. Now, I don't believe everybody lies to you, but I got what he was saying. He's pretty much like, if there's one person on this planet that needs to be 100% honest every single time, is you. With you. You need to be honest to yourself all the time. All right? And so I encourage you today, let's look at that fear. Let's look at that belief system that's causing that fear, and let's get some better results in your life. All right. God bless you. I'm really appreciative of you for listening this long. You've been listening for 22 minutes. Good Lord. That's a long time. But I thank you again. I'm Terrell Ward. It's been a Journey Podcast, navigating entrepreneurship, personal development, and relationships. If you want to follow me, you can always follow me on Twitter. At Terrell Ward, that's 1 R-T-E-R-E-L-L, Ward, W-A-R-D. You can find me on Facebook, same name. And if you want to follow some inspiration from me on Instagram, you can do so, I don't have any special hashtags, but at inspiration, the word inspiration with T, inspiration with T on Instagram. God bless y'all. I love y'all. You can even follow me on Snapchat, again, Terrell Ward. Snapchat, you'll be able to see me there as well. God bless y'all. I love y'all. Until next time, stay blessed. Figure out what's up with that fear, what's the belief system, and I'll talk to you next time.